Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. The music you just heard was written by Joseph Haydn as the overture or beginning music to his opera Lo Speziale, or in English, The Pharmacist, a three-act opera nonetheless. So to any pharmacists listening, congratulations. You have an opera about you by Haydn. Here's a bit more of that music with the Czech Chamber Philharmonic conducted by Mikhail Halatz. Music by Joseph Haydn. Although Mozart and Beethoven sometimes get more attention, without Joseph Haydn and his music, the history of classical music would be very different and much poorer, I would say. Haydn didn't live a dramatic life like Mozart, or was not a dramatic personality like Beethoven. He was not a child prodigy like Mozart, or a great piano virtuoso like Beethoven was. He was a composer who learned his craft through diligent study, and it took time for his extraordinary talent to show itself. In a world where composers sometimes flitted from patron to patron, Joseph Haydn worked for the same family for 30 years. But that family was the Esterházys, one of the wealthiest and most powerful families in the Austrian Empire, and this turned out to be a blessing for both Haydn and for all of us posthumous music lovers. He started as assistant conductor with the Esterházy establishment, but quickly became music director, which meant he looked after all the church music, conducted the orchestra, conducted the operas, wrote out all the parts, coached the singers, and was chief of all music personnel employed by the Esterházys, auditioned all the new musicians. Oh, and he also had to compose all the music for all of those venues, all of those musicians, and all of their occasions. Hard work, yes. But it meant he had steady employment and the musical resources he needed. A full orchestra, good singers, an opera theater, and the ongoing support of a music-loving patron, Prince Miklos of Esterházy. It was the perfect situation for a composer to experiment and grow, a steady demand for new music, and a virtual guarantee that everything he wrote would be played. Thank you. was music from an opera called Orlando Palladino, all about a lovelorn knight, and of course, well, there's nothing worse than a lovelorn knight. Over his years at the Esterházy court, Joseph Haydn had many fine musicians play in his orchestra, and when they were especially good, he would write big solo parts for them, in both his orchestral works and, well, his operas too. He wrote the opera L'Incontro Improvviso, The Unexpected Encounter, in 1775, and I can only assume from the big cello solo in this overture, he must have had a very fine cellist in his orchestra at the time. Opera plots have a reputation for being somewhat less than believable, or having really weird twists. The title of the opera Il Mondo della Luna translates as The World on the Moon, a title that doesn't begin to cover what goes on in this plot. Essentially, it involves tricking a wealthy man into thinking he is on the moon as part of an elaborate plot to have him give up making his daughters marry wealthy men, instead allowing them to follow their hearts. So this is an opera that involves telescopes, puppets, caricatures, a garden disguised as the moon, ballet dances, a daughter being asked to be Empress of the Moon, and a good amount of strong drink to make the sticky plot bits go away. And if all that sounds complicated and unbelievable, you're absolutely right. But it's still great fun with great music, which frankly makes a lot more sense than the plot.
Thank you.
Among the performance spaces at the Esterházy Palace was a marionette theater, a puppet theater. And as music director, Haydn wrote puppet operettas and operas as well. It was part of his job. Apparently, these were amazing productions with quite extraordinary staging and acting. Eventually, the puppet theater was turned into a granary. They stored grain there, but it's now being restored as a marionette theater. His opera Der Götterrat, Deliberations of the Gods, is one of Haydn's marionette operas, and to judge by the dramatic opening to the overture, Haydn took composition of his marionette music just as seriously as he took all of his other composition. I listen to a lot of Haydn at times, and what strikes me most, I guess the reason I like it, is the range and directness of emotion in his writing. Authenticity is a buzzword these days, but I think it really describes his music. When well played, I feel like Haydn's music is speaking directly to me, no other explanation necessary. It can be by turns beautiful, elegant, stern, dark, and sometimes very funny. And sometimes very dramatic, like something poised to uncoil. Like the beginning of this overture, L'isola disabitata, the uninhabited island. Waiting, waiting, and then it takes off. As you've probably gathered, I'm a bit of a Haydn nut, something that began when I discovered his symphonies while I was still in high school. As he grew older, Haydn's music, already wonderful, only grew in depth, and though we would probably talk about his talent, Haydn chalked it all up to hard work. He said, "Young people can learn from my example that something can come from nothing. What I have become is the result of my hard efforts." And though we're all beneficiaries of his hard work, I think a bit of talent is also involved. All of the music in this podcast comes from a new Naxos recording of opera overtures by Joseph Haydn, with the Czech Chamber Philharmonic Pardubice, conducted by Mikhail Halatz, Naxos catalog number 8.573488. To finish the podcast, here's a bit of the overture to the opera Aside, elegant music that makes it seem like everything in the world is unfolding just as it should.